Blog Talk Radio.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children that this was the moment when we began to provide care for the sick and good jobs to the jobless. This was the moment when the rise of the ocean began to slow and our planet began to heal. This was the moment when we ended a war and secured our nation and restored our image as the last best hope on earth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Don't know where to begin here. How much are we spending annually in Afghanistan now? How much does the aid cost the American taxpayer? Anybody know?
I mean, I think we each of us have somewhat different budgets there. The total budget,
nobody knows the total budget what we're spending in Afghanistan. It's a hearing on Afghanistan. Can I have an estimate?
I'm sorry, Congressman.
I'll just have to say that it's disheartening to have a briefing from our government people who are involved in a project, and they can't tell me how much we're spending annually. And
it is an amount.
How many killed and wounded have we suffered in the last 12 months? Mr. Dumont, would you know that?
Sir, I do not. I'll have to get back with you on that one also.
We don't know what the cost is, and we don't even know how many killed and wounded are. And we're supposed to believe that you fellows have a plan that's going to end up in a positive way in Afghanistan? Holy cow.
We do know that the number of Afghan soldiers and police killed is 30 times the number.
You know what? I'll have to tell you something. I'm more interested in knowing how many Americans have been killed, because the Afghans have been killing themselves for centuries.
Christmas is a bother. The noise, the crowds. I really wish it were outlawed.
How can they talk about Santa Claus when there's so much unhappiness in the world?
Poor misguided folks. They missed the whole point. Lots of unhappiness? Maybe so. But doesn't Santa take a little bit of that unhappiness away? Doesn't a smile on Christmas morning scratch out a tear cried on a Saturday? Not much, maybe. But what would happen if we all tried to be like Santa and learned to give, as only he can give, of ourselves, our talents, our love, and our hearts? Maybe if we could all learn Santa's beautiful lesson, maybe there would finally be peace on earth and goodwill toward man. Hey, it's getting late, and I've got these letters to deliver. And you better be getting home, too. And remember, behave yourselves. Because Santa can still look into his magic snowball and see just what you're up to. And now that you know all about him, you can be darn sure that come snow or high water,
Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
With little tin horns and little toy drums, boogie tickle fish and rowdy dum-dum. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And curly-headed dolls, the toddle and coo, elephants, boats, and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Children's toyland will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree.
John, you better not cry, you better not cry, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming.
Christmas, you Mason. Welcome once again to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny what we cannot afford. And to start the program off this morning, to thank God, we've got some congressmen or congresspeople, whatever the hell you want to call them. I call them congressmen. I don't care if you're a woman or not. It doesn't really matter. The point is we have people in our Congress that are finally stepping up and saying, too much, no more, we're fighting back. Thank you. I'm going to give their names out here in just a few minutes. We're going to get into that here in just a couple of seconds. You want to be a part of the program this morning? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All you got to do is push that little button right there if you're on the website, and it'll connect you right to the captain. So let's get this ship underway, huh? Congressmen want to bring Obama to court for not faithfully executing the laws. Exactly. And that is what I have been bitching about ever since I started this program, from the very beginning. Like I was telling you yesterday and the day before, I mean, I got the Constitution in my hand, but I got nothing here but a period. Everything else has been wiped away. There's nothing here. The preamble, please. What this man has done to this preamble, forget about the body or the Bill of Rights. I mean, there's just enough right there. Just in the preamble, send this guy packing. And then you get to the body. I mean, he obviously doesn't understand what the Article 1 is. I mean, here, this man is a constitutional scholar. Does he not know that in Article 1, which discusses the legislative branch, which is the Congress, they're the ones who make the laws, not the executive branch, which is you? Finally we get somebody. I don't think they've been listening to me, but I think finally somebody has had enough. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that's been bitching and pissing and moaning about this. I cannot be. Obviously I'm not. Tom Rice, that's the guy from South Carolina that I was talking about the other day. I'm totally stupid with names. I apologize, but that's just the way it is. I can't help it. It's one of my flaws. Nothing I can do with it. I didn't make me. There you are. Anyway, Congressman Tom Rice of South Carolina, which is a Republican, oh God, those big evil racists, is sponsoring a resolution in the House of Representatives that would, if adopted, we'll have to find that out, but at least somebody's finally saying no more. And I think there's enough evidence. There should be. I mean, come on. Please. There's enough evidence. You know it because you're feeling it. Every time you reach into your wallet and you pull it out and it gets emptier and emptier. There's your answer. Hello? Wakey, wakey time. Obama. Yeah. How about he was supposed to save the planet? Remember that? He got that Nobel Peace Prize for winning an election? Or should I say stealing an election? How many illegal aliens voted for you, Mr. Obama? Guess we'll never know. Because you made them all citizens just with the stroke of a pen. You don't need to go through Congress. Hell, Congress. King. What the hell do I need Congress? Look at this guy over here, this smart ass. Get him out of here. Off with his head. How dare him? How dare him tell the king that he must go through Congress? Oh, these peasants these days. Can't take him anywhere. Oh, anyway, where the hell were we? Oh. If adopted, direct the legislative body to bring a civil action for declaratory or injunctive God, I hate when they use words like that. And with a broken left-handed tongue, I don't know how the hell I made it through there, but I did. Anyway, relief to challenge certain policies and actions taken by the executive branch. In other words, Representative Rice wants to take President Obama to court for not faithfully executing the laws. Well, they did it just the other day, because now, oh, well, we'll give you another extension. Wait a minute, you can't be going to the extension. They keep extending it because they can't get it implemented. They have no idea how to implement their own law. None of them read it. How can you implement something you've never read? How can you implement something that you have no conceptual understanding of how the damn thing works? How do you expect it to get implemented? Of course it's not going to get implemented. Not even with $677 million on a website that still hasn't even been built yet. But you spent $4.5 billion with a big fat friggin' B on advertising for the damn thing, and nobody's signing up. And all those people that are signed up, well, most of them don't. They're not signed up because the little part in the computer program that's supposed to take all that money and send it over to the insurance companies and do all this and take all this and do all this, well, that hasn't even built yet. So they can't even accept your payment. But they're going to give you another week. I mean, oh, shit, thanks. But if you don't get it, well, we're going to fine you. I mean, it's impossible to get it. Even if you do get it, you still don't get it. Let's say you even pay for it. You sign the check and all this, but the information, because you filled it out on paper, has to get inputted into a computer, and you know you're going to get somebody that hasn't finished their training yet. They're going to be inputting your personal and all your blood types and all this information. You know that's going to get all whacked out. Then you're going to go to the hospital. They're going to give you the wrong blood, wrong organs. They're going to do, I mean, it's going to be a nightmare. And people are going to, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why Homeland Security has been buying up all the guns and ammunition. I think they know what the hell's about to happen. Well, duh. I mean, it doesn't take, you know, you don't have to be, you know, Albert Einstein to figure certain things out. I mean, hello? Just pay attention to life, man. God almighty, finally somebody in the Republican Party, somebody in Congress, I don't care what party they're from. And I think if they keep the heat on, if they keep turning it up, I mean, they definitely have a case. We already know about Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS. Now you got Obama. He's trying to get a trying to overhaul the NSA. Like, he's acting like he's going to now he's trying to appease to the rest of the world, because probably at that, I don't know. This whole administration is a joke. This whole experiment that the American people, I guess, performed. Well, it was just beyond a failure. It's devastating. What health care do we have in this country anymore? I don't know. Nobody's insured. And there's no hospitals, if they are insured, that can help them. And this website, they only want 7 million. Well, what about the... You kept going up to 50 million people, 40 million, whatever the hell freaking number you decide on. It's a hell of a lot more than 7 million. Who are you helping? You only took people that had great health insurance and loved it. You took them out of their insurance, put them in your insurance that they can't get, and it's more expensive, and you're getting actual less care, but you get that free abortion. You took all these people who had all this health insurance that they liked, they had no problem with. You took them off of that plan just to give them a free abortion. Who did you help? What has this, how many people have been helped by this Obamacare? Everybody's talking about how great and wonderful it was going to be. Everybody was going to be insured. Really, who? 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 Nobody can get into it. Everybody lost their insurance, but they can't get new insurance. But if you don't get it, then you get fined. I mean, how do you, Jesus, God. I mean, come on. I mean, just come on. I mean, come on. Enough. I mean, so, all right, let's get back into this. So I can finish this. President Obama has adopted a practice of picking and choosing which laws he wants to enforce. In most cases, his laws of choice conveniently coincide with his administration's political agenda. No, you can keep your doctor, keep your plan. Yeah, it was a filmmaker in California. He blew up Benghazi. Just put that camera. Yeah, so we put him in jail. Yeah, it wasn't me. I didn't give a stand down order. I was up in bed asleep because I had a fundraiser the next day in Las Vegas. Jesus, God Almighty, good God. And, of course, you still have the media. There's still parts of the media that still flat refuse to, how can you deny the reality now? Okay, fine, you want to go off about George Bush this, George Bush that, my God. No. There is no comparison between the Bush administration and the Obama administration. I mean, I thought the Clinton administration was just... He didn't respect the office either. I don't care about his stupid little stained blue dress girlfriends. I don't give a damn about that. He just didn't respect the office, I didn't think. It was Hollywood, D.C. You know, it wasn't Washington, D.C. But anyway, it's still, This is the absolute... The worst administration this country has ever seen. You, at this point, it is impossible to deny the reality. I don't care how big of a fat liberal you are. This hasn't worked. It hasn't worked for anybody. Who has benefited from Obama? Who? Them. But who? How about you? How many people have lost their jobs under this administration? What is it, 91.5 million people? Whatever the hell the number is. How many people have lost their jobs? How many people have lost their health care? How many people went from the middle class to the class? And then look at how many people went from, well, middle class to upper class. But capitalism, oh yeah, it's that capitalism. That's what makes poor people's capitalism. Really? Really, let's take a look at the evidence of what socialism brings. Well, you have the governing body, which is rich, and you have the peasants, which are not. The subjects. Look around you. Look what it brings. But it's all George Bush's fault. It's all Republicans' fault because they want to have, well, a free market. Those damn Republicans, they want a free market? What? Allow people to make money? What? And spend it? Buy things like boats? No. That's for us. We get to have the fun. You get to do the work. We're the governing body. We're smart. No, you're not. And the people are rejecting it. Thank God we've got people in Congress that are rejecting it too. Finally standing up and saying no frickin' more. Now if I can just get through this goddamn story, we might find out really a little bit more about what's going on. Jesus, God Almighty, I don't shut up sometimes. So anyway... In most cases, his laws of choice are conveniently coincide with his administration political agenda. That's where I went off the rails. Our founding fathers created the executive branch. Yeah, remember we talked about that? to implement and enforce the laws written by, that dirty word, that C word, Congress, and vested this power in the president. However, President Obama has chosen to ignore some of the laws written by Congress and implemented by preceding presidents. Rice wrote in a letter to, the fellow House members to ask them to co-sponsor the resolution. Then he goes on, the resolution allows the House of Representatives to bring legal action against the executive branch and challenge recent actions, inactions, and policies. And that is exactly what I've been talking about ever since I started here. Somebody finally is doing what they're supposed to do. I don't think they heard me, but I was talking about that the last couple of days. And I don't see why not. I've been talking, why can't the citizens do it? I didn't think Congress had enough to do it. They should. They should have been doing this a long time ago. Let's start with Fast and Furious. That one happened right out of the gate. But that was so long ago. I mean, oh, God, that was way before Benghazi. And Benghazi was, oh, God. The legal action against President would be, according to an aide for Mr. Rice, for ignoring Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution. Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution states, and I quote, he shall, talk about the president, from time to time, give to the Congress information to the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. He may, on extraordinary occasions, convene both houses or either of them, and in case of disagreement between them with the respect to the time of adjournment. He may adjourn them to such time as he shall think proper. He shall receive ambassadors and other public ministers. Now, in bold print, he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed, and shall commission all of the officers of the United States. Shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Now, who can sit here and really argue that he has not faithfully executed the laws? That's evident. There is no, I'm sorry, but if we went to a real court, which if it goes to the Supreme Court, I'm not sure if I have a whole lot of faith. Unless the American people are overwhelmingly behind it. Depending on who's running the strings, either the American people or the administration. Well, in order for the American people to be running the strings, they got to get loud. And they got to be proud. And they cannot shut up. They've got to be an absolute thorn in the side of this administration, and do not take it out until he gets that last ride on Marine One, where they take him off of the grounds of the White House. Remember that, what they did with Bush? Na 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 na. Hey, goodbye. Well, we're going to be singing that song to you, Mr. Obama. If we can have a responsible Congress, this is how you fight, Mr. King, Mr. Boehner, Mr. McConnell, Mr. McCain. This is how you fight. And this is a reason to fight. This isn't just getting rid of Bill Clinton because he stained a little girl's blue dress. That was kind of, I don't know. You knew that wasn't going to go anywhere. It was a big waste of time as far as I was concerned. I didn't like the guy, but if you're going to get the guy, get him on. He had other stuff you could have got him on. And you went him on. You tried to get him on that? This is real, what he's doing here. This stuff is real. This isn't This isn't political. This isn't left or right. This is a president who has overreached his bounds of authority. Has taken upon himself to crown him king. The president can't do that. He has to go through certain procedures. He's a constitutional scholar. This is what I was talking about. I'd like to see his bar exam. I guarantee you that guy failed it. There's no way. There's no way you could pass the bar with his level of knowledge of the Constitution. Unless maybe he cheated. So far, there are 29 members of Congress who have had enough. That's Bachman from Minnesota. Well, she's out next year anyway. What the hell that's all about. Bridenstine of Oklahoma. Chaffetz from Utah. Duncan from South Carolina. DeSantis from Florida. Franks from Arizona. Gowdy, that's my boy. South Carolina, Gowdy from South Kakalaki. I like that guy. Harris from Maryland. The hell, Maryland? Lamborn from Colorado. LaMalfa from California. Marino from Pennsylvania. McClintock from California. Meadows from North Carolina. Nunnally from Mississippi. Pitzinger from North Carolina. Posey from Florida. Price from Georgia, Ribble from Wisconsin, Salmon from Arizona, Sanford from South Carolina, Schweikert from Arizona, Stewart from Utah, Stockman from Texas, Wahlberg from Michigan. And I think Michigan. I get those screwed up, the MIs. Is that Missouri or is it Michigan? No, Missouri would be, no, MS is Mississippi. It's one of them states. It doesn't matter, Mr. Wahlberg or Miss Wahlberg, it doesn't matter. Good for you for standing up for doing what is right, and that is saying no more. Weber from Texas, Wenstrup from Ohio, Williams from Texas, and my boy, Uli Joe Wilson from South Kakalaki, and Yoho from Florida. I don't see the Speaker of the House anywhere in there. Wonder where he's at. Oh, yeah. He's making deals, yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah? So it was $3 trillion under your tenure, Mr. Boehner. That's ridiculous. Not standing up and fighting for what is right. That's what's ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. That's what we're upset about. You got no real reason to be upset at us because you're not doing your job? And don't give me this crap. Well, the deal sucks. Now we got Nancy Pelosi who's saying embrace the suck. I mean, what the hell is embrace the suck? What? Look, if the deal sucks, don't bring it up to a vote. Get a deal that doesn't suck. I mean, maybe it's just me. I mean, this is where, you know, common sense comes in. And I know, that's a twofer. C word and the S word combined together. Now I got to put two pennies in the cuss jar. But my God, a little bitty common sense goes a really long way, especially in politics. Especially when you're dealing with, I don't know, 300 and some odd million people and God knows how many million illegal people. We don't mind you coming over here, guys, but we want you to come over here and do it right. We have to follow your rules in your country. Why can't you follow our rules in our country? That's all we're saying. Not to mention that the only reason why the Democrats are bringing you over here is not to give you citizenship because they care about you as a person. You're a vote, and a vote only. That you must understand. You are being brought over here and given all these free government cookies to simply be a vote. They're not going to help you. They're going to give you just enough to know that you're hungry. And as long as you continue to vote for them. The moment you don't vote for them, you're gone. You're deported. You're this. You're in jail. You violated this statute. You did this. You're a that. You're a vote. Which is disgusting. It's sickening, but it's true. We need a lot of changes in this country, and I'm sorry, but you got to fight them. Sometimes you got to fight a lot of battles at once. It's what we did in World War II, World War I, even in any wars. You got several battles that are going on simultaneously. Not just one battle at a time. Well, we got to hit them. Got to hit them back. Look. We're running dangerously close to being bankrupt. Nobody's got a job. Nobody's got health care. This government is not looking out for the best interests of the American people. Nobody is looking out for the American people. The government is looking out for the government, not for you. Do you really think that this administration is promoting the general welfare of the American people? We had 40, 50 million people, whatever number they decided it to be at the time they decided to be, that don't have health care, but they build a website that isn't even built yet for $677 million and spent $4.5 billion with a big fat friggin' B on promoting the goddamn thing. And nobody signed up for it. But they only need 7 million, which leaves 43 million people out in the cold. What the hell happened to them? We're supposed to have 50 million people that didn't have health insurance. That's why you completely overhauled it. But you only build a website that can handle 7 million if it can ever get fixed enough to handle 7 million. Where's the other 43 million? Where are they? Who's helping these people out? All they did was take people who did have insurance and give them no insurance. So is that what he means by equality? So instead of taking the people who don't have insurance and get them a job so they can get health insurance, we're going to take the people that have health insurance and take away their health insurance. That way everybody's equal. Oh, that makes sense. I get it. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, that sounds a really great idea, Chief. Yeah, we'll get that implemented right away, sir. God. All right, this is the resolution. Directing the House of Representatives to bring a civil action for a declaratory or injunctive relief to challenge certain policies and actions taken by the executive branch. Whereas President Barack Hussein Obama and his little minions, his officials, in his administration have frequently overstepped the limits placed on executive branch power by the Constitution. There I go again with that C word. Penny in the cuss jar. Whereas, because of President Barack Hussein Obama's continuing failure to faithfully execute the laws, his administration's actions cannot be addressed by the enactment of new laws. Because, there I go again with that C word, penny in the cuss jar, because Congress cannot assume the president will execute the new laws any more faithfully than the laws he has already ignored, leaving Congress with no legislative remedy to prevent the establishment of what it is in effect and imperil the presidency. And whereas it is therefore necessary and appropriate for Congress to turn to the courts to ensure the faithful execution of the laws as required by the Constitution, now therefore be it resolved. Absolutely. It's about damn time. That's all I got to say on that. It's about damn time. And I stand by these people, these 29 members already. We need a few more of them. Where the hell are you? Wake up. Need to get Mr. Ice on that list, too. Things keep going the way things going, and you're going to start seeing liberals on there, too. Mary Landrieu, who's fighting for her life. Oh, yeah, we got a I got a couple of clips of her. Yeah, we're going to get into her. We're going to get into old Mary Landrieu here if I don't shut up. I got 24 minutes to get through all this stuff. Hopefully, if my brother is sober enough to call in this morning, we might get some football picks and forget about this goddamn politic crap for a while. Have a little fun. I know it's American. I know it's terrible. How dare you be American and have fun and talk about American things, you big fat racist. But yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to have fun. So that's just the way it is. That's part of life, man. You got to have fun. You don't have fun, well, you know, once in a while. I mean, yeah, you got to bitch, piss, and moan, you know, so you can preserve your fun. But if you don't ever have fun, well, you can preserve all you want to. You gotta use it. You gotta execute it once in a while. Like Congress is finally executing their goddamn job. That's their job, is to make sure that this Constitution is followed. It's everybody's job. As an American citizen, that's your job. Period. All right, let's get in. Let's open up my treasure chest here, see if we can plunder for any booty. All right, we were talking about Mary Landrieu, so that's on top of the list. Let's get this over with here. She's got this new campaign ad now. I don't know if you heard about it. But she's trying to distance herself from the president. Oh, no. Oh, me? No, I wasn't for Obamacare. No, I had nothing to do with nothing. Oh, and I instructed the president. She's waving her little finger around there, boy. She's over there. She's talking to the president. Now, damn it. Now, you promised those American people they had their health care plan. Now, damn it, you give it to them. Oh, yeah. And that's why I've got a bill. And, oh, I made sure that these people got a chance to keep their doctor for a year. What good is that going to do? They're going to have to go through this nonsense next year? Oh, well, at least it won't be so shocking because they know it's coming. Jesus, God, I mean, does anybody think in Washington? As soon as you get elected, what do? Do they just immediately open up your head and take out your friggin' brain? God damn. All right, let's listen to this. Mary Landrieu, you broke my heart, girl. I'm sorry. I can't let that go, man. You did. You broke my heart. I stuck up for you. And you showed your true colors. And now look at you. You're a little worm. You're trying to distance yourself? Is Mary Landrieu. This is her new ad, trying to get herself reelected. Go ahead and go.
I am Mary Landrieu, and I approve this message.
Hundreds of thousands of people across the country losing their current coverage.
The administration is under pressure to act fast.
What I've said to the president is, you told them that they could keep it.
Landrieu has introduced the Keeping the Affordable Care Act promise.
I'm fixing it, and that's what my bill does, and I've urged the president to fix it.
Senator Landrieu says President Obama needs to stick to his words.
This is a promise that you made. This is a promise you should keep.
I mean, can you, stop, honey. This is a promise you made, and this is a promise you should keep. Yeah? How about this promise, Ms. Landrieu?
While those individuals who like the coverage they already have will be able to keep their current plan. This is a very accurate description of this bill before us, the Patient Protection and Affordability Act. It's very accurate.
Yeah! This bill is very accurate. How about that, Ms. Landrieu? And then you go on and you say you're waving your little finger at the president and tell him you promised those American people they can keep it? Well, damn it, you make sure that the American people keep it, but only for a year. You know, just until we win the election. Ms. Landrieu, my God. I mean, I know you broke my heart, but now this is too much. I mean, this is the kind of crap that we don't need in Washington anymore. We can't have these kind of games anymore. We can't have these people wanting to get it both ways just to get reelected. That's not their purpose, is to get reelected. That's not why they're in Congress, is to get reelected to Congress. They're in Congress to do the job of the Congress. Congress stuff. That's what they're there to do. And it doesn't mean that you just keep passing legislation after legislation. You got to pass quality legislation. And you don't cram crap down the American people's throat in the middle of the friggin' night. And don't nobody read it, but everybody votes for it. And then when you find out what's in it after you pass it, then you're going to blame the president because you didn't read the bill before you voted for it? Oh, that's right. You got all that pork that Harry Reid put in there to get you to sign up for it. Right. And you deserve to be reelected, Ms. Landrieu, because you're honest? Huh? Ms. Landrieu, you're fired. All right, let's see if we can get through the rest of this crap here. What else have we got going on here? We got ISA now to Sebelius on healthcare.gov. He's got that probe going in there. Failing to overturn all of the information is criminal obstruction of justice. Well, good for you, Mr. ISA. See, now this, maybe these guys have been listening to me. Finally, we're getting people to start doing stuff. We're finally getting this Congress to wake up. My God, what this administration has been doing, not only to the Constitution, but to the American people. We're the ones suffering because of this. You can't deny the reality anymore. You cannot deny the reality. It's impossible. If you're not affected, there's no way that you cannot possibly see that a whole lot of other people are affected. Well, we're Americans. We're brothers and sisters, whether we like each other or not. We only got one people in this country, and that's American. And we're every freaking flavor that you could possibly conjure up. Some of us have all kinds of flavors in us. I only got one. German, that's it. Blonde hair, blue-eyed kraut, nothing but pure Aryan blood running through these veins. Do I consider myself a German-American? No. Why? Well, I'm an American. I don't do hyphenated names. I flat refuse. I hate that crap. You're an American. You are no more or no less of an American than anybody else. If you're an American, you're an American. You want to come together? Okay, well then first, you want to be equal, you have to consider yourself equal. By putting a hyphenated name on your name, you're not equal. I guess you consider yourself more or less? I don't know. I don't put stupid hyphenated names. You're an American. That's it. Game over. You don't get any more, you don't get any less. You're an American. Like everybody else, we're all one. Your stupid color means nothing. Stop with that color crap. I'm sick of groups and everybody's got to be put in a certain category. Well, we got this category, we got that category, we got to go out and we got to campaign for this group and that group. No, no, no. How about campaign for the American group, which is all of us? No freaking parties, just Americans, period. That's why I don't believe in parties either. I want to vote on the individual. I don't want to vote on some stupid party. Party? I don't care what somebody else wrote down there and came up with, and now I got to follow it because somebody else wrote it. No. I'm not going to follow any party's rules. If I don't like something, I don't like it. If I do like it, I do like it. I mean, I don't know. Why do some people like chocolate and some people like vanilla? I don't know. I didn't invent the human being. I just know how they work. It's okay to like chocolate and dislike vanilla. It's also equally okay to love vanilla and hate chocolate. Or you can like both, or you can hate both. I like both. Anyway, Pelosi now. just embrace the suck. Really? Well, see, this is exactly why we suck. Because we keep embracing the suck. Stop embracing the suck. I don't like it. Look, if it sucks, get rid of it. Don't embrace it. Get rid of it. If it sucks, it doesn't work, well, either fix it or scrap it. Again, I know. Just common sense. I know. But you know what I mean? Well, none of us really like this deal, but we got to do it. No, you don't have to do it. If it sucks, don't vote for it. So they voted for it last night, and of course it's going to pass. I guess they all are embracing the suck. Now, goddamn. Rap video now. Did you see that stupid thing? I flat refused to play it. It is so awful. Absolutely just pathetic. They try to get young people? Oh, because it's hot. Obamacare is hot? Obamacare is cool? Really? Three or four times as much as you're used to spending and more out-of-pocket expenses, and you lost your doctor and you're the next closest doctor you can get is over 100 miles away. That's cool. That's hot. I can't even get on the website. And if I do, I even pay the plan, but I've been inputted wrong or not inputted at all because the website isn't working. And I go to my doctor, which is 100 miles away, and they have no friggin' idea who the hell I am. Is that hot? Is that cool? Huh. I guess it must be. Forget about the cha-ching, cha-ching, and the blah-bling, blah-bling. God almighty, that was stupid, too. No wonder nobody's signing up. I mean, if this is this $4.5 billion for this, and you wonder why nobody's signing up, unbelievable. Good God. There's a probe launched for over $500 million spent on Afghanistan planes that are now sitting idle. Well, that's only $500 million. That's not very much. That's in Washingtonese, $500 million? Come on, that's lunch money. Come on. Quit your bitching. So what if the planes don't work? So what if they don't have the right parts? So what if they just sit idle? It's only $500 million. Come on. All right, let's start getting in here. We already played Mary Landrieu. God damn it, girl. You broke my heart, man. And now you're done. I mean, just that's pathetic. Let's get into this. Let me have another little sip of eggnog here. It's a beautiful day out this morning. It looks, sun's kind of shining here, and we're supposed to get snow on Long Island tomorrow and Sunday, and temperatures are supposed to drop. How about that last week? I read something about that. They had some big global warming conference in Washington, D.C., and they had a big giant snowstorm, and a lot of the people couldn't get there because, you know, the roads were all jacked up. You know, I mean, these people, this is how stupid these people are, these global warmers who flat refuse to learn the science. They just want to believe the propaganda because it's easier to believe a lie than it is to believe the truth. Because if you believe the truth, you might have to actually do some goddamn research and read and find out that you have been duped. And you don't want to admit that you've been duped. So instead of admitting that you were badly misinformed, you just keep up the lie. And then call them who argue with you and tell you the truth and prove to you that you're wrong. Well, you're a hater. So, I mean, so anyway, now we got ISA. Yeah, I love this guy, but, and I'm glad he's keeping it up. I want to see what he does with something. I want to see him do something. Take your responsibility, Mr. Issa. You can do stuff. You can hold contempt. Yeah, I know they already held Holder in contempt, but this administration stopped that. which they shouldn't be able to do because Congress needs, and who was that, Rice? It's about time. Congress has to take their job seriously and start doing their job. They're in charge of making the laws, not the president, not the attorney general. The Congress is the only body, not the EPA, but Congress. That's it. Not the Supreme Court. No matter what Ms. Kagan tells you, I refuse to call some of these people a justice, so I'm going to call them by their surname. I'm not going to call them as a justice. Like Mr. Roberts. He's the one who really got this whole damn thing screwed up. He had the perfect opportunity to realize that this was unconstitutional, that you cannot force somebody to buy something. And then fine them because they're unable, due to complications beyond their control, to sign up for it. So it's their fault. They must be penalized because they couldn't sign up for something that they couldn't sign up for. I mean, my God. You hear that, Mr. Roberts? You created this mess. You had a perfect opportunity to side with what was right. How much were you paid? And if you weren't paid, what the hell were you thinking? Or why were you not thinking, Mr. Roberts? What the hell? Because of you, this whole country is completely upside down and nobody has insurance. People are going to start getting hurt. Not for nothing. People need doctors from time to time. It's going to be a disaster. It's going to be a mess. Maybe you should have thought about it. Just a couple minutes more. Maybe listen to the real justices when they talk to you, Mr. Roberts. They did talk to you. They knew you were going to defect. Why didn't you listen to them? You had the perfect opportunity. Are you happy now, Mr. Roberts? Did you make the right decision? Huh? Are you proud of the decision that you made, Mr. Roberts? Are you proud of that decision? That's all I want to know. Are you proud of that decision? Jesus God, look what you did, man. This is your mess. Maybe if you took another look at the thing and said, wait a minute, I totally screwed up. Obamacare is now out. I don't know if you can do that or not. Maybe you can. I don't know. Well, if the president can not follow the Constitution, why the hell can't the Supreme Court not follow it? Somebody's got to stand up and repeal this. Somebody's got to repeal this entire administration. Thank God we got people in Congress that are picking up. And 29 members, that's a pretty good start. We need a lot more. Things keep up like the way they're keeping up, it's going to get a lot more. So Mr. Issa wrote a letter late Wednesday to the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, chairman, reminded Health and Human Services Secretary Kat Sebelius that obstructing a congressional investigation is a crime. Yes, it is a crime. There's been a lot of crime in this administration. Beginning with, yes, I know, it was so long ago, Fast and Furious. Oh, I mean, that was, and then Benghazi. I mean, Benghazi was, that was around, that was in the Roman times. I mean, wasn't that, weren't they gladiators in Benghazi? I mean, I think Shakespeare even wrote a play about Benghazi. It was so long ago. I mean, my God, so long ago the history books forgot to put it in. Benghazi, what? Who's that congressman there, or congresswoman there in New Hampshire? Has no idea that Benghazi is in the Middle East. Imagine that. Benghazi is in the Middle East. It is considered the Middle East. It's just the way it is. It may not say it on the map, but that's the way it is. There's parts of Russia that are in Asia, but Russia is not considered Asia. Actually, if you think about it, I think even Afghanistan is even considered, in some parts, Asia. They don't consider it Asia. You just didn't want to answer the question, one, because you didn't know the answers to them, and two, you didn't want to expose anybody because you wanted to get reelected. These people are your leaders? For God's sakes, come on. Come on. It's time to clean house, literally. So the department, HHS, subsequently instructed those companies not to comply with the committee's request. Imagine that. Imagine that. The documents that they requested to pertain to companies hired by HHS to build and operate healthcare.gov, they are not allowed. These companies are not allowed to give any information to Congress. Now, wait a minute. How is Health and Human Services Secretary Kat Sebelius, how the hell can she be, well, how in the hell can she override Congress? She can't instruct the companies that she hired, spent $677 million to build or not build a website. Tell this company not to give out information to Congress. And yes, that is obstruction of justice. There's a lot of people in this administration that has been obstructing justice. We'll start with the president. We'll go with the attorney general. That guy just can't help himself. I mean, that guy is, he's the chief injusticer. God almighty. With the IRS, you blame it on a couple of rogue employees. How is that not obstructing justice? If you're lying to investigators, aren't you, isn't that obstructing justice? Getting people on the wrong track? That's obstructing justice. But again, I know, common sense. What the hell do I know? I'm a goddamn idiot. The department's hostility toward questions from Congress and the media about the implementation of Obamacare is well known. Yes, it is. The department's most recent effort to stonewall, however, has morphed from mere into criminal obstruction and a congressional investigation, ICER wrote. Well, on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. It's got their complaints, and I'm not going to go into all these. Private citizens and companies cannot contract away their duty to comply with a congressional request for documents. Furthermore, the department's instruction to CCSI, which is the company, was supposed to build this website. They still haven't built it yet. And other contractors, a whole bunch of other people, because it's one website. I mean, you know you need contractors left and right. You need, oh, man, you're going to need companies. And it's a website. GoDaddy could have built you one. It wouldn't have cost no $677 million. And they probably could have built the damn thing, and I would imagine probably maybe a couple months, maybe. Maybe 6 months. Okay, fine. I'll even accept a year if you're going to have something that's super and wonderful. I don't think it should take a year. I'm not a IT expert, but I'm pretty sure that it shouldn't take a year to build one website. I mean, I'm just saying. Probably take you 6 months, and then you do 6 months of testing. So you should be ready to go within a year. They had 3 years, and it's still not even built yet. It's not even complete. And now they want to go ahead and have an independent, every time I hear that word, independent, an independent advisor, an independent this, that's BS. They're going to get this inspector general in there. And you know the inspector general is going to just report what they tell him to report. It's pathetic. So now she can shut up. She doesn't have to talk about it anymore. Well, the inspector general's got the case. I can't talk about it. Blah, 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 blah. You can't talk to me. I don't have to answer your questions. Nah, 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 nah. Yeah, I'll answer this. Here's a grand jury. Now answer that, huh? Well, good. I'm glad we got Congress waking up. We got a few people up there that are fighting back. Of course, they're going to be haters, and they're racist. I can only imagine what Mr. Thrill up his leg, Mr. Matthews is going to say on his show. Oh, they just want to bring the president down. They're haters. No, they want to follow the law, and they want the president to follow the law. The American people want him to follow the law because the American people are tired of getting screwed. That's why, Mr. Matthews. That's why, Mr. Boehner. That's why we're upset. That's why. Good God. If you don't know look, if you don't know what this administration, all the violations this administration has been committing, I mean, it's time to wake up. You know it, I know it, we all know it. What he did with Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, Obamacare, stimulus packages. There's no coal industry hardly anymore. Maybe one or two coal mines left. I think that's about it. You can't drill on public land. There's a lot of jobs right there. Open up the Gulf. Open up the Eastern Seaboard. Don't give me this crap that you are. You're not. We should be pumping oil out of there left and right. We got Alaska. I'm sorry. We could responsibly extract natural gas from Alaska without killing anything because there's nothing to kill up there because nothing lives up there. It's badlands. Animals do pass through there, but they don't stick around very long. But, well, there's no food. There's no water. Hello? Nobody's killing nothing. So zip it. Oh, God. House overwhelmingly approves the 2-year budget plan on a bipartisan, which made me just absolutely sick. I watched that vote yesterday. Thank God for Pelosi's answer to the problem. Oh, do we vote on it or not? Well, you know what, guys? Just embrace the suck. So that's what they did. They went out, and they embraced the suck, and they passed the bill that nobody wants. Especially the American people, because it's not doing anything. Oh, we're saving $23 billion. Yeah, but you're spending $85. So what the frick did you, what did you do? Well, you know, we took some of that sequester and gave it back to the military for a year and a half. Why a year and a half? Look, if the military needs it, the military needs it. There's a lot that we could cut. We could still cut. Get rid of the crap. Get rid of the pork until we can afford it. Look, if we can afford pork, okay, fine. We can better our country. We can do things. But if we can't afford it, we can't afford it. Let's pay for what we can afford. Build up the bank account a little bit. Once we get a little money in the bank, then we can go on a shopping spree. But our credit card, we're running dangerously close to the limit here. We've already exceeded our limit. Our credit card's going to get cut. They're going to cut it right in half, right in front of us. Then what? How are you going to blame Bush for that one?
Well, it's because he put in policies when he was in office that it wasn't our fault. We tried to do it, but see, Congress wouldn't work with us, and because they had a Republican Congress, and they wouldn't change the law. And that's what happened, and ultimately, that's what happened, and the economy collapsed.
That's what they did. You know, George Bush did that to Detroit. You know, you know, he collapsed. He collapsed Detroit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about that community you organized again there in Chicago, Mr. Obama? Yeah, yeah, you know that one. Yeah, the murdered capital of the country. Yeah, how many young kids are shot in the street every month? Yeah, you're a hell of a community organizer, Mr. President, aren't you? You damn Skippy. Almighty. Did you hear that at the very beginning? That was a Obama of officials being asked by Congress one simple question about U.S. troops in Afghanistan, and they couldn't answer it. How much money are we spending in Afghanistan? Crickets. Nothing but crickets. Well, how many people died in Afghanistan? Crickets. Nothing. How do you, and he said the same thing. He said, holy cow, how the hell do you come up here? This is a briefing on Afghanistan, and you don't know how much money the government is spending, and you don't know how many people died. What the hell are these people doing there? How are they? Who are these people? That's what I'd like to know. Who were these so-called witnesses? Who the hell? Why do they still have a job today? I didn't hear anything in the news. Well, they should have been fired immediately. The very moment they couldn't answer that question, they got out of those out of that hearing, fired, immediately been replaced. That's ridiculous. But we're the most transparent administration. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't watched CNN yet, so I don't know. Hey, I'm the president. How am I supposed to know all this stuff that's going on? I'm only one man. I can't know everything what's going on. Sometimes the reception isn't that good there on the golf course. You got all those trees and just, you know, the signals bounce around all over the place and, you know, sometimes it's hard. So, you know, when I get back to the White House, you know, I'll take a shower and have a healthy meal that Michelle cooked. And, you know, we sit together and we turn on MSNBC. And we really like that channel. Yeah. Yeah, they're nice to us. So, you know, we support them. We really like that channel. Yeah. We don't like that Fox News, though. They're a bunch of haters. Yeah, they hate me because I'm black. No, we don't like you, Mr. President, because, well, you don't follow the Constitution. You've actually allowed people to die because it interrupted your schedule. Yeah, that's what happened in Benghazi. People died in Benghazi, Mr. President. I know it was only 4. And I know Fast and Furious only had 1. 1 is too much. 1 needless death is too much. For whatever the reason. The fact that it's a needless death is enough. And all it takes is 1. And what have you done to, well, rectify that situation? Well, we haven't done anything. We've put a filmmaker in jail, and we still don't know where all the guns are that we let Mexican drug cartels have. So, good job, Mr. President. 1 simple question. Here's what he says. How can you come to a congressional oversight hearing on this subject and not know the answers? Like that wouldn't be a question on the tip of one's tongue, you would think. My God. Evidently, there was an ambassador, James Dobbins, top envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan, eventually provided a couple of facts there. He said the State Department and U.S. Agency for International Development spent around $2 billion, and there have been around 2,200 casualties since 2001. Well, in fact, there's been 2,292 American fatalities since 2001. So far this year, 113 Americans have been killed, the lowest number of U.S. fatalities since 2004. Still, 113 is still 113 too damn many. Do you think you would know that? You're in front of the house. You would think that you would have this information. They're not only reporting to the House, they're reporting to the American people. I think the American, well, the problem is the American people has no curiosity of what's going on in Afghanistan. There is no curiosity for what's going on in the Middle East. There is no curiosity for it. Why? I don't know. Maybe because the media isn't curious. Maybe people don't care because if they find out the truth, they might have to actually get involved and do something. Might have to actually care. I don't know. Oh, this is nice. A federal judge in Mount Soledad must tear down the cross. A cross atop Mount Soledad in California is an unconstitutional religious display on government land and must come down. A federal judge in San Diego ruled yesterday. I mean, look, again, you don't have to be, if you're not religious, I don't get offended by other religious symbols. I don't know, I really, really don't know where the big to-do is. It's a grave. Frickin' believable. So what that it has a big giant cross on it? It's a cemetery. It's a cemetery. So what if it's government land? These people put that. These are vets. They put that cross up there. That was for them. It's not for you. It's for those that are buried in underneath that ground. That's who that cross is for. That cross is not for you. The cross is not for really the American people. That cross is for them, those that died to keep you, to allow you to run your fat frickin' mouth off and protest them. They fought for you, and this is the respect that you give them? That cross, I don't care if you believe in God or not. You can be the biggest atheist in the world, but that cross is not for you. I don't care if it's on government land or not. That cross is for them. That cross was put up for them, those that are in the ground. It's not for me. It's not for you. It's for them. That's theirs. They're the ones who sacrificed. They gave the ultimate sacrifice. And those people that knew them and loved them, maybe not even met them, but understood them and were a part of them, put that cross up for them. That was their gift for their ultimate sacrifice. And now you're going to take it away because you get offended? Well, then don't go to the cemetery if it offends you. Why should you get offended by it? Why? I don't know. I'm not an idiot, so I don't know how to explain it. I have no friggin' idea. Ninth Circuit Court judge? What the hell's the matter with these people? My God, look, there's a lot of military Jewish men in the military that have died. There's cemeteries where they got the Star of David. How the hell is that offensive? They're going to tear those down now? My God, I mean, I don't care if it's on government land. So what? That cross isn't for the government. That cross isn't for the American people. That cross is up there for those men that are in the ground that gave their ultimate sacrifice and died for you punks to protest to take that cross down. That's what that cross is up there for. Little punks. Those are the bullies. That's the bullies that we have in this country. Those are the bullies. I mean, those knockout little bastards. I mean, they got nothing on this. I mean, this is where is this stuff coming from? And why does it have to be a target? Every year, right around Christmas, everybody's got to fight over their stupid religion. Knock it off. You have the right to celebrate your holiday. Celebrate it. There's no reason to put down somebody else's holiday. There's no reason to take it away from anybody. I go into stores and see all different kinds of stuff, and I don't care, so what? Look, if it offends you, don't go in the store. Go find somewhere else to shop. Or maybe, why don't you find another country to live, because we don't need people like you in this country anymore. We don't like you. We can't afford you. All you're doing is taking away our fun. Yeah, that's right. We're Americans. We like to do American things. If you like to do European things, then do European things. That's still American, because Americans have the right to do whatever the hell they want to do. It's called freedom. So if you want to live your life a certain way, you have that right. Nobody's taking that away. However, we also have the right to live our life the way we want to live, and we do not, we will not allow you to take away our life anymore. And thank God we've got people in the Congress who are finally standing up and saying no frickin' more. It's about time. Good God. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And these goddamn judges, they're not judges. They're like paid spokespeople. That's all they are. Whatever they're paid to decide, that's what they decide. They hide behind their robe and they smack their gavel down and they're big and tough. All we need people to do is think. We need a little bit of more of that in this country. Well, we're not getting it from the people that we put in there, so we're going to have to take them out, and we're going to have to put new ones in. We want to get people in there that, well, understand that there's three branches of government, not just one. Just saying. Just saying. All right, another shot of eggnog here. I love this time of year. All right, I don't even want to talk about this. I don't even know why I'm even going to be talking about this damn thing. This stupid rap video that Obama has, trying to get people to sign up for it. They're doing everything they can to get people, young people to sign up. But when you have ridiculous, stupid videos that are just so pathetic. I mean, that new rap one, I mean, I won't play it. It is so bad. I can't listen to it. I listened to it once by accident last night. I was watching my girlfriend, Greta. And it just was like, oh, my God, my ears. I was like, I couldn't take it. And speaking of not being able to take it, I can't take this crap anymore. Let's forget about this goddamn politic crap that's going on in the world. Let's start talking about American stuff. I finally got my brother, probably sobered up now. He's on the line here. Let's talk about some football. Kurt, are you there?
Good, dude.
God almighty, man. I can't tell you what a relief this is, man. Sometimes I just can't take the crap anymore. It's time to talk football. Hey! I got to tell you now, I tried to get you to go to San Diego, and I warned you, I told you, you know I did. I tried to get you to do it, you wouldn't do it. Hey.
I don't think anybody did it.
Well, I think that tells you something. I think if we go to the Super Bowl, I think there's some vulnerability there, and I think Seattle might just accidentally have a chance to win the damn thing.
There might be some vulnerability, but San Diego, it was no different than San Francisco last week. They had to win. They were going to do everything they possibly could to win.
Now, they were in Denver.
I got to just give it to San Diego.
Okay. That's right. Hey, they won, right?
Yeah, a win's a win. And I'm sure Denver wasn't laying down. It was just San Diego fought harder because they had no choice but to win.
Well,
otherwise, they were just out.
You see, they're going to be San Diego might just be a spoiler this year. I don't know who they play. I haven't seen their schedule.
I think they go much farther than they're at now. But
no,
they won fair and square.
No, what I'm saying is they're going to win somebody that is going to spoil the other team from going to the playoffs. You know?
Well, they just spoiled Denver.
So you were talking about the other day, you were talking about New York over Seattle.
Punch. Doubt it, but it's a...
No,
I
can't.
York has to win, too.
Well, it doesn't matter if New York wins. They're not going nowhere. They're not going to the playoffs. They're not going no damn where.
No, they mathematically can.
Right, they mathematically can.
It's going to take a whole bunch of stuff, but...
Yeah.
And team-wise, they're not even half the team of Seattle, but
no.
I don't know. Maybe they got their crap together finally. I don't know. Probably not. Well, I probably wouldn't pick them.
You know what? I understand where you're coming from, and I think what we're going to see, and I kind of got that sense too, I think you're going to see the Giants actually play a hard-fought game, and I think Seattle's going to have to do a fourth-quarter comeback. I'll go ahead and I'll predict that. You can put that in a book.
All right, close it up. Let's get on. Let's pick them.
Washington and Atlanta. I mean, I'm going to have to go with I'm thinking about Washington because
I'm picking Washington because I want to see Cousins come in there and win a game.
Well, a lot of times that happens when they bench their starting quarterback and the guy comes in and it's just a new face and there's some energy there and it picks up and it's a little bit contagious only for one game, but I think it might.
A lot of talk, though. About the team. Team been asking for Cousins a long time ago. So,
who's been asking for it? The players or
the team? The players and the fans.
Well, where is this Cousins? Where did he come from? You know what? Where he came from? Was he traded?
No, he was there. No, he was there last year. I think he was a high pick. Couple of years ago.
Why did they pick him a couple of years ago and then a couple of years ago pick R2-D2? What the hell was that all about?
Oh, they thought R2-D2 was going to be the savior.
Yeah, but I mean, if they pick a high draft pick quarterback and then go ahead and pick another one, I don't know. Well, all right, I'm thinking I'm about picking Washington. I know they're in Atlanta. So I don't know.
Atlanta's
I don't know
just
what the
backwards. Atlanta's going backwards.
Yeah, I think
they're,
I'm with
they're
you.
Just pathetic.
I'm with you. I think the switcheroo of the quarterbacks might put a little spark in the team. They need anything. They don't. Kurt, Washington is pitiful. They won the first two games and then they lost everything after that. So they're done.
Pathetic, but it's just something I want to see. So I'm going to pick Washington for the first time this season.
Yep. Oh, I picked them once before too, and they. All right, here's another one. Now we got Chicago at Cleveland. I don't know what the hell's going on with Chicago. God only knows what the hell's going on with Cleveland. I know they're playing in Cleveland. I know it's a tough pick because both teams are so damn unpredictable. You don't know who's going to be playing when and who, and I'm thinking about Cleveland.
I'm going to take Chicago as a more of a warmth my faith isn't there, but I'd rather see Chicago win. So I'm going to
This is what I've been doing with Chicago all year. I've been picking them because I've been wanting them, and they've been screwing me. And I had a perfect opportunity to pick Cleveland, and then I didn't. So I'm picking Cleveland on this game.
I'll go Chicago.
The Bears.
More as a want.
Yeah, I'd like to see Chicago. I'd like to see Chicago back in the fray again. You know what I mean? I'd like to see them in the playoffs every year. You know, I like those old teams, but it ain't to be. All right, here's one now. Here might be an upset. Houston at Indianapolis. No, Houston's the one that won the first two games and then lost everything. I might have to go Houston on this. They might win another game.
Man, I've been waiting all season for that, Don.
I know.
And it's just stupid.
And Indianapolis, I mean, they're got to lean. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Problem somewhere. I'm not sure what's going on with them. But,
I don't know what's going on either.
Man, is it Houston's turn finally? It's got to be soon.
You're right. I mean, the numbers suggest that eventually you're going to have to win.
They were a freaking favorite for the Super Bowl before the season.
Well, hey, look, they had a good season last year. And, you know, they were tough last year. And you thought, okay, you know, next year they're going to be even tougher. And they started off the season by winning the first two games. And then they
just took a crap.
They just dropped off face of the earth. I'm going to pick them. Damn it. I'm going to pick them.
Good one.
It's
like,
just the hell.
Yeah, I'd like to, but I'm not. I don't know if they're ready or not for prime time. They just,
well,
not against Indy's, but, you know, tough pick, but I'll stick it out with Indy.
And they're playing in Indianapolis, too, so... You know that, first of all, Indianapolis is going – they're probably a little embarrassed. And if they lose to Houston, I mean
– Yeah, come on. You and I couldn't lose to Houston.
But, hey, Indy has lost to St. Louis, and they've lost to Arizona. And they've lost to San Diego. So San Diego's a weird team. They win games they're not supposed to.
I know. No spoilers,
but
I'll
take
Indy on that.
It's really, I mean, this is going to be, if Houston wins, they've got an uphill battle. First of all, they haven't won since Christ was a private, and Indianapolis is in Indianapolis.
Safe money says Indy.
Well, the safe money does say Indianapolis, yeah. But I'm not looking for the safe money. I'm looking for the big bucks. I'm gonna take the risk. Looking for the risk.
I don't think they've got it in them.
All right, here's one. New England at Miami. You think Miami's gonna upset the Bradys?
Like them to.
The Brady Bunch.
They're
playing in Miami.
No.
It's gonna be good. 72 degrees. It's going to be beautiful sunshine. Oh, yeah. Richie Incognito. Oh, he's going to be all jacked up and ready to play. Oh, yeah.
No. I'm just going to
right.
play it safe again. New England.
Right. Look.
I see what you're saying. I see what's going on here, but come on. No.
Hey, look, I tried getting you to go with San Diego this week, and you wouldn't take the bait. And what happened?
Luck.
Yeah, I'm going New England too. I just I'd like to pick the fish, but I think the Brady Bunch is going to. All right,
stick it out with the clam chowder.
The clam chowder. That's right. Philadelphia at Minnesota. I gotta go Philly. Look at them. Look at them Eagles, man.
Yeah,
Eagles are flying, aren't they? They're flying high. Good God Almighty! Good for them Eagles.
And Minnesota can't get out of the bag. So
who?
Yeah, no.
I never heard of
definitely
it.
Philly.
Yeah. Oh, I accidentally put you down for Minnesota. Let's change that. All right, and then of course, Seattle at Giants. I think we both come to the conclusion Seattle's going to win that football game.
I think so.
All right. Now here's one. San Francisco at Tampa Bay. Now, Tampa Bay is the kind of team that just wins weird games. San Francisco, they win a bunch, then they lose a couple, then they win one, lose a couple. I don't know if they're 100% back. I know Tampa Bay.
Nobody loses to Tampa Bay anymore. Definitely have to pick San Francisco.
They're playing in Tampa Bay.
I don't believe that makes a difference.
Oh, again, they got.
Yeah, you take them.
Well, I don't know about it. But you know what? I almost kind of want to do. Obviously, I mean, look, I mean, yes, you're right. Smart money, San Francisco. I like to look for the upset. I always try to find an upset in a football game somewhere, somehow. I love
to be semi-equal teams, though. These teams are not even close to semi-equal.
No. Let me see what let me see here real quick. Like, I just want to see. I know Tampa sucks, but I want to see what their actual real schedule is here.
I think up to 2 wins now.
Oh, little more than that, my friend. They went 3 in a row, then they lost 1, then they won 1. They might have righted their ship. Oh yeah, they got. Hey, let's.
Yeah, you pick them then.
Well, let me see what. See, San Francisco's on a 3-game winning streak. San Francisco's got 4 losses. Tampa Bay's got 4 wins. I just can't find an upset. I can't. I'm looking for the. You know, I'm looking for that upset. Can't find it.
No,
I can't find it. If there's an upset in this game, I can't find it. You're a bigger man than me if you do. So I think we're going to have to put this as San Francisco. Well, who'd have thunked San Diego beating Denver, though? So there you have it.
San Diego's a better team than Tampa, though.
Well,
San Diego can win a game.
Yeah, but
Tampa can't.
Right, well. All right, here's one. Buffalo at Jacksonville, and the reason why is because...
Man.
I know. The game sucks. Buffalo, I don't know what the hell happened to them. They had plenty of opportunity to almost be a semi-500 team, and they, I don't know. But Jacksonville has kind of started winning here. They've got 4 wins. They're on a 3-game winning streak. They beat Tennessee, then they lost to Arizona, then they beat Houston, Cleveland, and then Houston again. And now they're playing Buffalo. So let's see what Buffalo's schedule is here. I'm trying to lean towards Jacksonville, and I picked them last week and I won. I told you. So Buffalo, they lost 1-1-1, lost 1-1-1, lost 2-1-1, lost 3-1-1, lost 2. I'm gonna have to go to Jacks, man.
Picking the beef.
I've been picking the beef all year, but the problem is the bastards keep losing. I mean, I'm tired of picking them.
I know. They do it to me all the time, too, but I'm just I always like the beef.
I want to pick the beef. Believe me, I want the beef. Give me the beef. You know, I want them, but I don't know.
I'll take them.
You pick them? All right, I'm going to go Jacksonville. We'll put the beef down for you. You know, maybe, you know, they were talking about, you know, their new quarterback, whatever the hell his name was. He was supposed to bring a spark to the team. You know, brought more of a fart than a spark, but that's all right. All right, here's one. Here's a good game. Here we could possibly almost might be able to see maybe a little bit of an upset. Kansas City at Oakland. What do you think about that? Do you think Oakland has any opportunity to upset them?
Yeah, I'll take them.
I was going to pick them, and the last time I picked them to do it, and they screw me up. So Oakland is, well, they lost 1, they won 1, they lost 2, won 1, lost 1, won 1, lost 2, won 1, and have lost the last 3. So they've got 4 wins. Kansas City kind of, well, you're right. There was a time, and remember we were talking that was going to be the time when we showed that Kansas City was going to come down to reality, is when they played Denver. And you were right.
A little bit big for their pants.
Yeah. Well, they were playing nobody. So, I mean, they were playing, you know.
Absolutely. And then again, Oakland is nobody, but I think they realize now that, hey, we are in the NFL. We're going to have to.
Yeah.
I'll take Oakland. I'll take Oakland for fun.
Well, Kansas City, when they played Denver, they lost three in a row. They went Denver, they lost to Denver, San Diego, and then Denver. Then last week, they showed up to the stadium and beat Washington in Washington, which I think you and me together could beat Washington in Washington.
That is Washington, though. You gotta remember that.
Right, Kansas City beat them up 45-10. I'd love to pick Oakland. Kansas City should win the football game.
Yeah,
you know
probably,
what I mean?
But I'm going to do it for fun. Doing it for
You're
fun.
You're going to do it for fun? All right.
I
always root for the Raiders. I'm going to pick Kansas City. I'm going to root for the Raiders, and we're going to put you down for the Raiders because you've got more hair on your schmeckle than I do. I don't have enough to put
the
hammer.
There's the upset.
There's
the upset right there.
Well, any given Sunday, really, but, I mean, I would love to see. That's another thing when sometimes you can't tell if it's because you want to see the team win or if you really have that true feeling in your heart that this is going to be an upset. Sometimes it's hard to tell. So you just got to,
I'm just going to go with my gut. It says pick Oakland, so I'm taking them.
All right. Now, here's an actual interesting game. This is going to be a good game now. This could be game of the week. This is New York Jets at Carolina. How about that?
Oh, easy pick. Carolina on that one.
Ah, the New York Jets are a surprising team. They win a lot of games that they're not supposed to win. And Carolina, yes, they're doing good. Carolina, we're going to look at her schedule here in a minute, too. But this could be a good game because New York is winning games. There's no reason for these. Them winning games. But New York Jets does suck. They don't have a winning record. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So they're 6-7. They win one, lose one, win one, lose one. So I got to go Carolina on this. Let me just see what Carolina's schedule are. Carolina's been winning. They lost last week. They've only got four losses. They lost the first two.
I don't like
1-1. I don't like them either, but yeah.
I don't like them at all, but they're doing well.
I'm going to have to go Carolina. I don't like Carolina, but those stupid Jets, man. They just win games that they're just – see, that's – this is the kind of team that the New York Jets this year in the 2013 season. That's the team that you can win upsets on because that team will upset a team. They got no winner. They got no bits. They shouldn't have won one single game this year. There's no reason for the Jets. The Jets should be 0-0 forever. All right, here's a game for you. Here's a good game. How about this one? Green Bay. In Dallas.
That is very good. I believe Rodgers comes back.
Yeah, but how well, let me see.
Yeah.
Is Rodgers, are you sure he's coming back?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I'm wondering, even though if Rodgers comes back, I'm not so sure that that's going to be enough.
I kind of wonder, too, because the
Green Bay
Cowboys, man. I just don't trust them.
Well, you know what I see? I see Green Bay. I see their defense. So what? You can have all the offense you want to. But if your defense isn't keeping the other team from scoring more points than you, you're going to lose the game. I don't think it's enough bringing Rodgers back to win the game. I got to go with the boys, man. I got to go with the boys. I want to see Green Bay win. I want to see Green Bay win. I don't know. Let me see if Rodgers not cleared. Rodgers not cleared to play.
Good. This is the day that Flynn has his standout game.
You know what? This is okay. This is what I've been wanting to see, but the numbers aren't telling me that. You know what I mean? I'm trying to find it within the numbers. Is it would this is where Flynn comes in, or is Flynn was those two three games that he played were those just flash in the pan? Yeah, this guy's really not that.
I don't know. I always wanted it to be good for him.
So did I. So
I wanted
him
to succeed. I really wanted him to succeed.
In Seattle.
But if he's not good, he's not good.
Right, I know.
But
also you've got to look at, I mean, he can only throw the ball right directly to him. If the receivers don't catch the damn thing, if the running backs keep choking it up, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, it goes against his stats, but it doesn't go against, you know, his actual play.
Man, this is a must-win for Green Bay, too.
I know this is a tough one. This is a tough pick. I mean, I'd like to see Green Bay win. I'd also like to see Dallas win. So
I can't trust Dallas either, good or bad, win or lose. I can never trust them.
All
either
right.
I want them to win or want them to lose.
Okay. Here's something creative. Since we can't decide on who is actually going to win the football game, let's decide who's going to win half, like the most points. Per half, like, do you think Green Bay is going to score the most points in the first half, or are they going to score the most points in the second half, or is Dallas going to win the second half? And just in point,
I can't pick a damn winner. How am I going to pick a half?
Because we can't pick a winner. So is Green Bay going to win the first half or second half?
I don't know. I don't see anything. I don't see anything in this game. I just have no feelings.
I don't even really see a lot of. I don't even see a lot of points on the board. I see a lot of field goals. I see a game with no touchdowns. And if there are, I think I'm going to go Green Bay. And let's go with Flynn to have his normal standout game in Dallas. Now watch Dallas. Them sons of bitches are going to turn around.
No, they'll screw us again every time.
We got to put an "I told you so" on this one here
probably.
I mean, Dallas. How many times have we been screwed with Dallas? And how many times have we been screwed with Green Bay this year?
I mean,
Green Bay has hosed me a few times. All right, here's a stinker, but actually a pretty good game. Arizona. At Tennessee.
No, that's not good. Arizona's just going to walk on them.
You think?
Yeah, pretty sure. Just like everybody else has.
Tennessee should have been a lot better this year than what they... I kind of figured Tennessee was going to be a little better.
Yeah.
Arizona is not that bad.
No, they're... up-and-comers. I'll take Arizona easy.
Do you think Arizona's going to beat Seattle next week?
No.
How about St. Louis? You think St. Louis is going to beat Seattle next week? Because that's what they're going to play.
I think Arizona has a better chance, but I don't think either one's going to do it. Because they're both in Seattle, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Let me see what St. Louis – I want to see what Tennessee's actual schedule is, or record. Well, they've got a few wins here. They got 5 wins. They're – they just got a – they win a bunch, then they win one, then they lose a bunch, then they win one. Tennessee's going to get their bank. I think Arizona – well, they're in Tennessee. I don't think that matters with Tennessee.
I think that matters.
Yeah, I think. Well, this is a perfect opportunity for an upset, man. Do you think Tennessee? I might have to go with Tennessee just for grins, man. Just to do it. You're right, though. Arizona is a much better football team, and I think Arizona might even give Seattle a run for their money next year in the division race. I think San Francisco is going to be nowhere next year, and I guarantee you, put it in the book right now, get out the book and get out the ink, write this down, Arizona has a better record than San Francisco next year. Put it down in the book and close it up.
Well, I bet they're pretty close to the same record right now. Check it out.
No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah, they're pretty close.
Be right. Let me
check it.
So,
I'm always right.
San Francisco. No, San Francisco's only got 4 losses, I think. Arizona's got 2, 4. Well, wait a minute. Arizona's got 5. You're right. You're right.
I told you.
San Francisco's got 4, and Arizona's got 5. Well, wait a minute here now. Wait a minute. Okay. Remember, we were talking about I might have to switch to Tampa Bay. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do that. I'm going to switch to Tampa Bay. I'm going to put some voodoo on this. And I'm going to go ahead and predict this. Well, I'm not going to predict it, but I'm just playing with – I don't think Tampa Bay's got enough. See, now watch. I bet Tampa Bay wins. God dog it.
Oh, and they're playing at San Francisco, right?
Yeah. What I'm trying to manipulate reality by trying to get Arizona above San Francisco, but I don't think it's going to work.
No.
No, not this year. Maybe next year. But I think I bet Arizona and San Francisco are going to be fighting for division championship next year.
Oh, they still have to go through Seattle.
Right, but what I'm saying is Arizona is going to be, they're going to be like the second man.
Number two.
Yeah, they're going to be number two, and they're going to be fighting Seattle. They're going to want Seattle. They're hungry. You have to want Seattle. Seattle's a team to want. So Seattle's the team that's the team to beat. That's the team to beat, and they're going to be the team to beat next year too. So, all right, I'm going to go Tennessee for the total, complete, absolute, insane upset, and you're going to go Arizona. All right, do you have enough for an upset on this? New Orleans in St. Louis.
Gosh, I like that game.
St. Louis always plays teams they play the wrong teams hard. I like New Orleans. I almost see an upset on this, but I don't know if I got
that's
enough.
An upset, that's an upset. That's a fun one.
And they're playing in St. Louis. They're playing in St. Louis. They're playing in St. Louis.
I'm going to walk the straight line and go with New Orleans.
Yeah. The smart money, if you're going to – you're in Vegas and you've only got $5 in your pocket and you need enough to, you know, buy a Happy Meal, you're going to pick New Orleans. Otherwise, you're going to go home hungry. So I'm going to pick St. Louis just to be – because I'm an oddball and I want to see – I'm looking for the upsets. Let's pick. But New Orleans.
It's a good one. I'd love to see it. Yeah.
New Orleans is.
Don't expect it.
New Orleans got 3 losses. They're a good football team. They're sound. They're proud. They should win the football game. Also, did you know there was a stabbings last night at the game at Broncos? How about that? I was going to tell you about it. I forgot to tell you. Yeah.
Didn't hear it.
Yeah. There was like 4 people that got stabbed. One person's critical. Evidently, it was in a parking lot that was not at the stadium, but it was like across, you know, wherever. And it was about 2 cars, evidently. I don't know what they were fighting over. The report didn't say. It came in early this morning when I was getting up doing prep for the show. And we'll have to find out more about it. I just know that there was like a report of 4 people getting stabbed. It was over probably a parking spot.
Stupid.
I know. And I just thought, come on. But how about them Broncos getting beat by the San Diego Chargers last night? That's funny. That's not supposed to happen. This is Peyton Manning, and they're in Denver. No. They're not supposed to lose that game.
Just one of those days, man.
Yeah, I mean, it was 27-20. Maybe you're right. Maybe you are right. Maybe Peyton Manning can't play in the cold.
That's what they keep saying.
Well, that's going to help us if...
we'll meet him in New York.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what...
February.
Yeah, then we definitely get a chance to win. I do want to see Peyton Manning win one more Super Bowl, but I just don't want to see him do it against Seattle. You know what I mean? Maybe next year, if Seattle wins this year, then fine, Peyton. You can have your Super Bowl next year, and then you can retire. You know, that would be my, if I had to pick, you know, but
we
I don't
done,
have.
We done picking here?
No, we got a couple more here. We got.
Be swift. I got to empty my bowels.
You don't have to empty nothing. We got work to do. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. This game just irritates me. I'm going to have to go Pittsburgh. I'm tired of picking Pittsburgh. Every time they do, they lose. Pick Cincinnati just because Pittsburgh.
I want to pick Pittsburgh.
Well, I'm picking Pittsburgh because they're just I don't know, they're driving me nuts. You're gonna go,
but I want Pittsburgh to win.
Well, so you want Cincinnati or you want Pittsburgh?
I'll pick Cincinnati, but I want Pittsburgh to win.
Oh, okay, I just misunderstood. Pittsburgh, I don't think, is going to be a good team for a long time. And I think on the offseason, you know all those rumors about Roethlisberger? I think those rumors are true, and I think Roethlisberger's gone next season, which would be fine. If he had to go to a team, where would you put him? Oakland?
I'd put him in the Northwood Retirement Home.
But who do you think Roethlisberger would best fit on the next team if he had to leave Pittsburgh next year? Oakland?
He doesn't have any years left is the problem.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Maybe he'd fit in Tampa. He could help them.
I see him in Oakland. Let him go to Oakland, man. Finish off. He's got four more years left in the NFL. Let him go to Oakland. Oakland needs what I see him in Oakland. I put him in Oakland. Let me call the owner and we'll get that trade handled in about 2 minutes. So, all right, last game Monday night, Baltimore at Detroit. I've been picking Detroit They've been screwing me, and Baltimore has been screwing me. I might have to go Baltimore. Let's check their schedules here real quick. It is a tough one. It's going to be a good game. They're playing in Detroit too. I think you're going to see a good Monday night football game. I'm not really a big fan of either one. I mean, I like the Lions, but I think you're going to see a good football game here.
Yeah, I'm having a tough time on that one.
Baltimore is 7-6. Let's see what Detroit is. Yeah, I'm having a tough time, too.
About the same.
They're both 7-6.
I'll tell you what.
Detroit lost last week. Let's see what Baltimore did last week. And I know they're playing in Detroit. And Baltimore won. Baltimore won their last three games. I'm going to have to go Baltimore in this.
Motor City, man. I think they're...
I want to pick them, but they keep screwing me every time I do. I know what you're saying. The Motor City, they're in Detroit. Oh.
There's where there's going to be a stabbing.
Yeah.
I'll take Detroit.
Two of the most dangerous cities in the United States, Baltimore and Detroit, you know there's going to be trouble. I want to pick Detroit, but I'm going to have to go with the Ravens. I'm going to have to go with Baltimore. I got a hunch. So you're going to go. I'd like to pick the Lions, but they keep screwing me.
Detroit at home for me.
And Detroit is playing at home, and a lot of times, you know, so. Well, that's it. We have concluded this week's of NFL picks. So go empty your bowels now, and we've got about 2 minutes left of the program before we're cut out. So
you are my bowels. All right, got to go. See me.
All right, see me later. All right, guys, that's it. That's the NFL picks, and we are running dangerously close to being cut out. That's the end of the week. We will see you back here Monday morning at 10 a.m. Goodbye, everybody.